Kenora, it's a real pleasure to be here tonight. On a bitterly cold and snowy January 10th winter evening, Jake Vodland and the Sturgeon River Boys warmed the hearts of Kenora and area music fans at the Kenora Composite School with their lively and uplifting concert, presented by the Kenora Arts Council. The 68 music enthusiasts in attendance were taken on a fascinating journey back to the songs and the style of the 1950s by this quartet of talented musicians. But while their mix of old-time country, rockabilly and bluegrass definitely has a 50s feel to it, most of the songs are original Vodland compositions. "I always try to write about things that really mean a great deal to me," said Vodland, "whether that be an issue in the world, my faith, the good and bad things about it, school and education, societal norms, relationship troubles, and so on." Vodland, born and raised in Saskatchewan, said he occasionally plays songs by other songwriters, but usually only by request. Just as Johnny Cash, Lester Flatt, Elvis, Hank Williams, and all the others were their own unique selves, performing their own material, so too shall I be myself and play my own compositions. In addition to lead vocals, Vodland also plays acoustic guitar and banjo. He introduced the other talented musicians who joined him on stage to the Kenora audience. "Joel Rose plays the electric guitar mighty fine and sings high harmony for me. Jackson Lalonde is the banjo player, and he sings a great baritone harmony. Stephen Williams is the upright bass player, and the best in the music industry today at that." Comments heard from those in attendance were in agreement that the quartet put on a great performance. "Jake Vodland is very talented, young but seemed older, really lived the era of music that he sang, engaging performance, funny, great, relatable music." Among the original songs performed for the Kenora audience was More and More, which included the line, "If you leave me tonight honey, I'll be alright, 'cause I've got more and more." The song, Be a Farmer or a Preacher, talks about, "Thank the Lord for every day that you can live the life that you choose." Vodland makes a point of including gospel music in his concert lineup. He penned the song Great Joy and Happiness, where they sang, "What a great day that will be when our Savior we shall see." While the musical talents of Jake Vodland and the Sturgeon River Boys are undeniable, spending an evening with them will often include the unexpected and the humorous. Vodland switched from guitar to banjo during the concert, but was upstaged by his upright bass player Stephen Williams. "That was supposed to be a time for me to show off with the banjo," said Vodland, "but my bass player kind of took over." Williams demonstrated his musical skills, dexterity, and athleticism, at one point even playing his upright bass while standing on it. Jake Vodland, who now lives in Cutknife, was born in Saskatoon and raised in Park Valley, a Scandinavian settlement, in the bush, northwest of Prince Albert. "Growing up on the ranch made for a wonderful childhood," he fondly recalled. "All of my family out there still heat their homes with wood, as we did when I lived there. I loved gathered wood for winter with the horses and the sleigh. That was always a very special thing to do, that I know many other kids don't get to experience as a normal part of living." Vodland added that it means a great deal to him that he is a son of Saskatchewan, especially being a musician. "Many people don't think much of talent coming out of Saskatchewan, but I love to prove them wrong." He comes from a musical family, and remembers being surrounded by music growing up. "However, I didn't really start seriously pursuing it until I was in about grade 7 or 8. Vodland has performed in Canada from Ontario to BC many times over the past 3 years. "We have also played in Nashville, Tennessee, and we are also heading over to play in Denmark next year as well." Vodland has performed for audiences upwards of 2,000 strong, but said there is something special about playing at rural venues. "We love playing for smaller audiences too. They always make for a fun and intimate show. I enjoy the endless creativity and the limitless freedom that comes with being a musician. I am my own boss, and I didn't need a university degree to earn that title. Just an instrument and a lot of ambition. I always put on the best show possible, and make sure everyone in attendance is entertained and leaves happy." Vodland's previously released albums include Retro Man, No More Pain in My Heart, and Everybody But Me. "We record Live Off the Floor just as they did back in the early 1900s until the 50s. We set up the same microphones we use on stage, and then while recording, we all play the songs at the same time in the same room. No autotune or anything of the like is ever added. If you know how to pick it and sing it, you can do it without autotune." Vodland's new album is scheduled to be released in spring, and will included the song Pretty Girl, which was played for the Kenora audience. More information is available on the jakevaudland.com website, the Jake Vaudland and the Sturgeon River Boys Facebook page, and on Instagram, Jake_Vaudland. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.